Hey, it's time for another edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan Radio 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and today we're talking with Winnebago Junior golfer Marcus Smith, who shot a 74 on Monday at the Oregon Sectional to qualify for the IHSA State Golf Tournament in Class 1A this weekend for the third time. First of all, Marcus, congratulations on qualifying again. It's going to be an old hat for you, huh, going downstate?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your round at Silver Ridge on Monday.
I started off pretty bad. Like, I hit a 330-yard drive, right? I was sitting in the fairway nice. And that ended over the green, ended up getting a double. And, I mean, me and myself, I knew I had to get things rolling.
Sure.
See, I didn't want to start out that way. Next thing you know, I run off a few birdies. I'm doing well. And then I ended up getting a 9. And it's just crazy because I've never done that before.
Wow.
And I got it on a par 4. And at first, I was very upset. But my coach came up to me, talked to me, hyped me up a little bit. Next thing you know, I run off 6 birdies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to bring it back and get myself back to a 74.
Now, it's funny you say a 9 because you missed medalist by one stroke then.
Yes, sir.
Is that a big deal, missing medalist? Is that something you really wanted, or just qualifying is all that mattered?
Well, whenever I play golf, I like to win. I mean, regardless of whatever I do, I like that idea of just winning. So, I mean, it hurt a little bit to lose, and I really wish I could have that hole back because I would have liked to take just 2 strokes off so I could have won.
This is your third straight trip. You're going to be on your third straight trip to state.
Yes, sir.
Do they get any more special, meaningful, or any different between the three, or as you get older, does it make a difference?
I mean, yes, because I like the idea of being able to say I went back over and over again, but also it's a big moment for me because 2 years ago, my freshman year, I got 6th,
mm-hmm.
and then last year I got 3rd,
right?
And I'm continuing to move up, and my goal is to actually win it this year.
Okay.
So I'm excited to be back.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that a little bit here. I want to talk about, just in general, first of all, start with just your junior season so far. As a whole, how's it gone up to this point?
It's been going pretty good. I've been in the weight room to build a little muscle, and I've kind of been a little all over the place with my hitting wise, but my chipping and putting I've been able to keep up, and I've been doing really well with that because I've been working on that extremely hard.
Did you work on that mostly in the off season? Was that kind of your focus in the off season?
Yes,
was chipping,
sir.
And putting?
Yes, sir, because that's where you score at. Cause, I mean, when you get to stay, anybody can hit the ball far, anybody.
Right.
It's just chipping and putting and eliminating those mistakes around the greens.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what specifically did you do over the summer to kind of prepare yourself for that?
Was
it mostly on your own practice, or did you take advantage of tournaments to get better, or how did you improve?
Well, I played a total of 18 tournaments this year. So
never had a weekend off then, right?
No, sir. So I was playing a lot. And then on top of that, I have this big putting mat that I have in my room, and I putt on that almost every single night.
Okay.
And then on top of that, there's been like indoor facilities that I'll go with my friends to. And there used to be one in Rockford that I practiced at a lot, but I don't think they have that anymore.
Well, when you do that and you practice on it, how do you notice it in your game? How did you notice that year? Is it simply just the cuts the strokes back, or were there certain aspects of your game that you noticed during the fall that work in the summer paid off?
Well, I could tell by my scores, because my scores are a lot more consistent than they used to be. It used to be like I could shoot like low and maybe get into the 60s, or I'd shoot high and get into the 80s. It's more of around 75 at high, and I've been able to limit the mistakes and get low to like 68, 69.
So it's more a matter of just consistency on the low end is
yes,
what you're
sir.
Seeing. Okay. I mean, this would be kind of a crazy question to ask since you said 18 tournaments. I was going to ask you, what do you do when you're not playing golf, like in the summer and that kind of thing?
To be honest, I mean, a lot of people tease me, they're like, you have no life. And I mean, to be honest, it's kind of crazy because I have 7 siblings.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I don't go out very much with my friends in the summer. I'm either golfing by myself or with my family,
mm-hmm.
or I'm at home with my family.
Sure. And when you're there, I mean, are you like watching TV, watching movies, playing games, just relaxing? What kind of things are you doing when you're not golfing? Either with your family or with the friends.
I mostly watch sports, and I keep up on basketball, football, and golf because those are my mains. But a lot of times I just cherish being with my family, especially my little brother who is now 8 months.
Oh, wow.
And I can say he is my favorite sibling.
Oh, wow. What are the rest of you going to say when you hear that?
Because, I mean, I love it. I love him being so young, and I love being able to hold him and rock him and put him to sleep.
That's pretty cool.
He's just so cute, and he looks like me the most.
Oh, there too. You go. Where are you? You said you have 8 siblings?
8 siblings.
Okay, so where
or
are
7
you?
7 siblings.
7 siblings, so 8 of you. So where are you in the pecking order? Oldest, youngest, middle? You are the oldest.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Sir.
Okay, so you're late. You're kind of setting the trail there, blazing the trail for them.
Yes, sir, and that's my motivation to practice because I want to set a good example for them, because practice, like they say, makes perfect. It doesn't exactly make perfect, but it makes you better than you were before.
Sure. You know, we know a lot about you for a long time. I mean, there's a photo in the Register Star when I was there that we ran, and it was you and Madison Peterson and Grant Germano. I think you were 10 years old in that one. So your hype started at a very young age. Is there any pressure that you've seen that? I mean, people looking at you and expecting big things because you had so much basically thrown on you at a young age. Everybody's going, this is the next great golfer in the area. Mm-hmm. Do you look at it that way? Do you feel that pressure, or do you not really consider that?
I mean, that used to be a big impact, was me keeping myself and visualizing my shots and making sure that I wasn't listening to all the hype and all that, and mm-hmm. I was staying focused. But now it's more of me just staying focused on what I have to do. Yes, I have expectations too, just like everybody
sure.
else, but I'm out there to do a job, and my job is to do the best I can do.
Okay. How'd you get started in golf? I mean, who introduced you to the game, and where did it all begin?
My grandpa used to be very good at golf because, like, he didn't start till he was in his 30s because he was a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
But he said they went out all the time, and he started enjoying the game of golf. Next thing you know, he was playing it all the time. And then he got my dad into it. Next thing you know, I was going to the range with them. They gave mm-hmm. me a club, and I was hitting away.
Yeah, any of your siblings play too now?
Nope. That's
oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise to me, too.
What was the best tip you ever got, a golfing tip from anybody, whether it be your grandpa, your dad, a pro, a coach?
My grandpa, he told me, in order for you to succeed, you must believe before you can achieve.
Okay.
And that's been a big aspect because I like to tell myself I can do something before I can actually do it. Like I speak mm-hmm. it into existence, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
Okay. For many people, golf's, myself included, a very frustrating sport. What is it about that you love? Because it can be it's a humbling sport, that's for sure, and it can be one that can just drive you nuts. So what is it about you love that you stick with it?
I love that you have to be humble with the sport, because in a lot of other sports, you got people that get really cocky and all that good stuff. Golf, you have to stay humble, because golf, it doesn't matter if you're the best in the world or you're not good at all. Any given day, it could go south or it mm-hmm. could go north. You never know.
Sure.
Okay. And then I also love how it's quiet, because, I mean, in my house of 7, it's never quiet. So I love the peace and quiet and getting to hear the crickets, you know, and
sure.
just being outdoors.
I'm going to ask a couple of rapid-fire questions here. What's your favorite course, both locally and outside of the Rockford area?
I really like Prairie View. Like, Forest Hills, I do love that course, but I don't play it very often, so
mm-hmm.
I really love Prairie View because I get to play it often, and it's
okay.
just nice. And then outside, I played Pinehurst number 8, and
okay.
that is, like, a beautiful, absolutely beautiful golf course. And then the University of Oklahoma's golf course is really beautiful as well.
Would you prefer a challenging golf course or a beautiful golf course? We had to pick between the two.
I don't know. A lot of the courses that are as beautiful, they're just as hard, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay. What's the closest you ever come to a hole-in-one, or have you had one?
Oh, my goodness. This one drives me crazy because I've had balls, they fly into the hole and just come out.
It popped out.
Just
popped out of the hole. What's the dream course? If you had one course you could play and you haven't played yet, where would it be? Here, internationally, worldwide, anywhere.
My dream course would be to play St. Andrews or play Augusta National.
Okay, well, everybody wants to go to Augusta, that's
yes,
for sure.
Sir.
As you mentioned earlier, you finished 6th in state a couple of years ago, and then last year a 3rd. What have you learned from state that will help you this year? Things that you learn, whether it be in how you compose yourself, how you approach the course, maybe how you prepare, or maybe how it happens while you're actually on the course. What are some of the things that you've learned now, that experience is going to benefit you this time around?
I've learned that I still have a job to do because these past couple years I've won at sectionals and I've got really excited and really hyped going into state. And I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to win. And I get there and it's a lot harder than I personally thought it was at first. And I've also learned that I got to keep my cool because last year I was doing really well. And they have this par 3 that literally is a 3-tier green. And I ended up getting like a 6 on that hole. Mm-hmm. And if I would have just kept my cool, I would have been very close to winning or I would have got second. But I kind of lost it a little bit. And my coach helped me get it back together. But by the time I got it back together, it was too late.
What is your long-range future with golf?
I'm definitely planning on playing golf in college, and my goal is to make it as a pro, because right now I do have a couple D1 colleges looking at me, okay. And I'm kind of excited for
that. Can you say which ones yet?
Well, right now I have West Virginia, Mississippi State, University of Michigan, Illinois State, Iowa, Oregon State, and Notre Dame.
So you're kind of all over the place. Yes, any preferences in terms of, well, I guess maybe more this, what is the criteria for when you make your decision? Close to home, weather conditions, opportunities, what's kind of the deciding factors?
It's kind of all over the place because West Virginia, I really like it because it's a little more to the south, so the weather's better. And then they have one of the nicest courses in the country as their home course, mm-hmm. which is really good. But a lot of my family lives in Michigan, so I'm strongly considering Michigan mm-hmm. because I would love to stay close to my family, especially my grandparents, because I do have a really strong connection with my grandparents because
sure.
My grandpa's been taking me to my tournaments because my dad and mom have been working a lot.
Sure.
And if anything were to happen to my grandpa, I would want to be the first person to be there.
Yeah.
But I, at the same time, I want to go south because I want to be able to practice every single day.
Yeah, you're extremely limited up here.
Yes.
That makes it very difficult. Well, getting back to one last question, that is this weekend then at state. You said your goal is to win. What's it going to take, and do you think you have it? Are you on the kind of roll right now that you could win it this year?
I think I can do it. It's just a little inconsistent so far, like, because I'll make birdies, like, I'll make a ton of birdies, but I make little mistakes that cost me in the end. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I can just get a little more practice in, I should be ready.
All right. Well, that was Winnebago Junior Marcus Smith. Marcus, thank you again so much for taking time to talk with me, and I want you to bring home a state title this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.